Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. This is your host, Ellen Marie, and you're listening to Motivation for Life. I just want to thank you all for listening to the show for these last few years. I'm excited. I'm just so excited to share with you every time, you know, I am able to do the show and actually share something with you, something that I think would be positive to help on this journey. You know, we are all on a journey, and it is up to us to do our best to make it a worthwhile one. You know, sometimes life can throw us in such a direction that makes us want to just give up or sit down or shut up or whatever. But, you know, for us to have that get up in us, to keep on going, you know, this is what this show is about. This is what my goal for the show is, to help encourage you to keep going, to get up again and do what it is that you were called to do. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, sharing your thoughts. Thank you for your positive feedback, your comments. It is so, so, so much appreciated. And so many different things I want to talk about, you know, today. Today is Tuesday. We're at the top of the week. And I know many of you are at work and some of you are, you know, tuning in from your job. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for just, you know, continuing to listen for, you know, the time frame that you have been. And I want you to know that, you know, it is my goal and I'll do my best to share something that, you know, has really inspired me. Because, see, one thing about sharing encouragement is that it is a double-edged sword. As I encourage you, it encourages me. As I give you a word or deliver a word, it for me as well. So, you know, today I just want to, first and foremost, I would like to send love and encouragement and positive energy to my friends who have lost loved ones this past week. Oh, my goodness. It was so many unexpected lives that have transitioned to the next level, and it was so unexpected and, you know, really hurt my heart. I may not have been around them as much in these past few years, but just to have known these individuals and to have known the type of spirit that they had and who they were as people, loving, kind, genuine, generous, very sweet individuals, people who loved God, who really, you know, was genuinely concerned about others. I am truly hurt by their passing, but thankful for their transition because I know that they are in the place we're all trying to get to. So I am truly, truly thankful for their life, for their legacy, what they were able to leave with us, who they have touched here while we're on earth. They will truly, truly be missed, but we will see them again. So to my friends, you know, I just want to encourage you all and keep you all lifted up in prayer. Definitely, and please do that for my friends as well. Also, you know, I want to talk about another death that has happened that was actually a very public one. Mr. Chinks, who was a rapper who was killed unexpectedly, and a lot of people were talking about this. A lot of people were saying, you know, it is really a sad shame because with everything happening in society, with everything that's happening in our country, why is it that we as a people are still going after one another? Why are we still targeting each other and killing each other over things, stuff that you can get again? One thing I've learned about stuff, because I've lost so many things, you can get it again. You know, I mean, when it comes to cars, you know, money, jewelry, furniture, whatever it is, you know, that you have lost that is physical, material things, you can get those things again. This is not something that comes once in a blue moon. I mean, over my journey in this life, I've lost so many things. Like, I was getting to the point where I couldn't really get attached to stuff. I couldn't be materialistic because I would lose stuff, you know, and not on my own accord or, you know, just for whatever personal reasons or personal things I was going through. But when I lost stuff, it was like, are you serious? It hurt for a moment, but then I was able to get something better, or, you know, God would replace it with something that I'm like, wow, I never even really lost it, because it's easily replaceable. And the reason I wanted to share that is because so many people are so attached to things. We see what somebody else has, and we want it, but we're not willing to go work and get it. We want that physical thing. We want that car. We want that, you know, house. We want those clothes or that furniture or that jewelry or that money. I mean, you know, but you have to be willing to work for whatever it is that you want to get for yourself. We can't be out here trying to, you know, take from other people's things because they got that stuff. You can get that stuff too. But why take it or take somebody's life because of a thing, you know? And so the way that that young man's death happened is so tragic. So many people knew him and so many people saw him as a rising star, you know, in the hip-hop community. And for his life to be taken so viciously by someone who just wanted something that he had, you know, it really bothers me. And we need to keep our communities lifted up. You know, we have to educate our people and help them understand that you can always get these things again. I think what happens is people feel like they can't get it. They are stuck in whatever whirlwind, whatever world they're in, and they're not able to actually get those material things. But we need to educate people that, you know, what is meant for you to have, you will have, you know, and you have to work for it. Work hard. Don't give up. Keep going. You know, not everybody's meant to be a star, you know, but we're all stars in our own right. You know, each and every one of us has the ability to shine bright just like anybody else, and we have to know that for ourselves. So I just want to send my condolences to his family and everyone who knew him, his friends, his co-workers, colleagues, everybody that worked with him. I send my condolences because from what I hear, he was a very, you know, nice gentleman. So unfortunately, a star, you know, dimmed too soon. But I just want to share with you that, you know, it's something, you know, I don't know. Every day I wonder what's going to happen in our society. What are we really striving to do? What are we fighting for? Why are we here? And I think as a people, we all have something important to contribute to the growth of our nation. We are in one of the best countries that we could ever be in. You know, when I think about third world countries and I think about the things that are happening there and the opportunities that we are afforded here in the United States, I am thankful to be here. There are times, yeah, I want to go somewhere else on a vacation, you know. Can we get a vacation coming, you know? But at the end of the day, we are truly, truly blessed people to be in a country where we are able to get an education, we are able to work to provide for our families and have the opportunity and the ability to make more. We are not stuck to just making peanuts. We have the opportunity and the ability to really make more money and do what it is that we need to do. So that is a good thing. I think we need to really stay focused and look at what we have, the blessings that we have in front of us. And many of us may not have much, you know. We don't have to have a lot of material things to be happy. I think people equate success with, oh, if I have this and that. But, you know, if I'm not, like, for example, you know, I'm more of a bracelet earring person, you know. I'm not really a ring and necklace person, and that's just me. I like bracelets. I like earrings and such, and, you know, for me, when I wear my ring on my finger and such, it feels like I'm going to hit it or break it or what have you, but I'm not that materialistic person. I know some people who love rings. They wear rings on every single finger. But I've just never been that type of person to like those things on my hands. I like my hands to be freed up, not weighted down. But that's me, you know. That's just how I feel about it. But I think that is a blessing to me in a sense because I have chosen not to be materialistic. I love nice things, but it does not make me who I am, you know, because I realize that when it comes to things, you can get them again. And that's my message today. I didn't even think I was going to go this route, but I want to encourage you today to know that when it comes to stuff, you can get that again. you know, don't be limited by where you are right now. Some people have lost so much and they are really so downtrodden. They are really hurting and upset and not feeling like they can overcome the situation that they're in right now. But I just want to encourage you that you will recover it all. It is coming back. You have lost some stuff, but you're going to gain so much more. And because you had the ability to get it the first time, you will have the ability to get it again. This is not the only time you will see this come around in your lifetime. Whatever is meant for you to have, whatever it is that is meant for you to do, the opportunity, for some reason, I've noticed that the opportunity seems to come back around. And I feel like it's your gift. It's the gift that God placed in you that sends a signal out into the earth. And it's almost like a boomerang effect because it comes back to you. Even when you may not really be thinking about it, somewhere in the back of your mind, you're putting out an energy force that is causing this thing to circle its way back to you. And the reason I say that is because it's happened to me several times, and it's still happening. Well, even if I put something on the back burner, you know, and it's in the back of my mind, it's something, it's an energy I'm putting out that's causing this thing to boom, come right back around to me. And I find it so amazing because it's like, okay, you are going to do this. You didn't put it off and deny your gift. You put it to the back burner, but it's going to come back around, and it will continue until you grab a hold of that thing. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the dreams that you have. Don't give up on your gift. God gave us all gifts, and these are gifts that we can share with the world, and when we transition, we'll be able to share those gifts with Him. They never die. He gave them to us. So one thing I want to encourage you to do is to hold on to that gift, to continue to strive to do what it is that God has really called you to do. You know, don't try to be somebody else. Be you. Be who you were created to be, because, see, you have a purpose on the earth. You have a specific purpose that you must fulfill while you're here. And if you're constantly trying to fill someone else's shoes, you won't ever do what it was that you were intended to do. So I encourage you to focus on your strengths. Focus on the things that you were given to be a significant part of this journey called life. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited for you. I'm just so excited for everyone because I really feel like you all are going to really step in and push forward into that place that is destined just for you. Thank you so much for listening today. I just want to give you all a shout-out. You can definitely catch me on Facebook by going to facebook.com/motivation4life. You can actually join me on my page, and I'll be posting some things up there pretty soon. Also, catch my fiancé show, Cage Fight Insight with Brandon Perry, Wednesday nights at 10 p.m., and he will actually be going over some different things as well during that time. So definitely listen to his show Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, Cage Fight Insight with Brandon Perry. And I am your host, Ellen Marie, with Motivation for Life. Catch me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and on Tuesdays. And I'm so excited to share with you again. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. This has been Motivation for Life. Have a great day.